Welcome to Branching Out, a podcast of best practices and lessons learned for city leaders everywhere, from Farmers Branch, Texas, on the northwest side of Dallas and just a little ahead of the curve. Now, here's your host, Jeff Brady.
And hello again, everyone, from our Farmers Branch studio, and welcome back to Branching Out. This is a podcast that's focused on ideas and solutions for city managers and leaders at all levels. And in each episode, we're really going to spend just a few minutes offering tips and tactics to address big issues. They're practical and they're proven. And we hope you might be inspired with an idea that suits your city or organization and take it on to great success. And what a timely topic we have today. We're going to address a concern that the entire country is facing right now and has faced for some time: the shortage of workforce housing. According to the nonpartisan GAO, or Government Accounting Office, it's a long-standing challenge here in the United States, and in Farmers Branch, we have a solution. And we're going to discuss it today with James Armstrong, CEO of Builders of Hope, Chris Lewis, his Chief of Real Estate Development, and of course, Allison Cook, our Farmers Branch Director of Economic Development and Tourism. So thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you for
here in
us.
Our Farmers Branch studio. Pretty
yeah,
nice, huh?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Branching out.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on The View.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, we should be so lucky.
Right.
First of all, though, I have a huge topic, complete disclosure. I have to let you guys know, I am a book dealer for Allison.
Okay.
So she's always asking me what to be reading, what are you reading right now? And so it's an ongoing conversation. So Allison, what is it? What are you reading right now?
Oh, gosh. Right now I'm reading a John Grisham book called The Exchange.
Okay.
Just right after The Firm.
Yep.
And I'm reading a Jamie Winship book called Living Fearless.
Really?
Which I highly recommend.
Two at once.
Two at once.
Okay. James?
So I'm a natural overachiever, so I'm reading The Achievement Habit by Bernard Roth.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds
interesting.
Dense.
It is, very much so.
Okay. Chris?
I'm reading a book by Robert Greene, which is The Laws of Human Nature.
The Laws of Human Nature.
It's a little dense, but
informative. Yeah. Is that a quick read?
No.
I'm reading, my aspirations are much lower. I'm reading a thriller, Ruth Ware.
Oh,
they call her the new Agatha Christie.
Oh.
So there's always a couple of dead bodies, and you have to find out who did it.
Exciting.
So now that we have that important topic out of the way, this is a critical time for us and a happy time in Farmers Branch, because we have just had a momentous occasion, which was a groundbreaking, recognizing a new partnership between the city and the Builders of Hope. So we had a camera there, and we want to show everyone just a little bit of what that was like. So let's roll that video.
We all know that this is a great place to live. The more I visit, the more attractive it becomes, from the parks to the amenities to the convenience of highways. This is the city to live in.
We've been in the revitalization business for about the last 30 years, but this is something different.
We all know that it is becoming more difficult for working class families to obtain that American dream of home ownership. And Builders of Hope and our housing development program aims to do just that, put working class families into quality, safe starter homes so that they can grow in their economic mobility.
Trying to catch the American dream and the home ownership is so hard nowadays. And for many people, it's almost impossible. And Builders of Hope is going to be helping to transform our community with the building of five of these new homes, attainable housing.
We are bringing in teachers and servicemen and women and the surrounding workforce to come and live in this beautiful city called Farmers Branch.
Buying a home is a major commitment, but having Builders of Hope there to support me, to be there through every step of the process, it was a blessing. I'm living in my home and I love every bit of it.
So that was a great day. And James, we touched on it in the video, but for people maybe who haven't heard the term, how do you define workforce housing?
So we define workforce housing as just that, housing that is affordable for the workforce. One of our guiding principles at BOH is that we believe that families should have the opportunity to live where they work. Mm-hmm. We all know about the stories of people traveling 30, 45 minutes just to go to work. And we believe that a healthy city
provides housing for their workforce.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what Builders of Hope does.
Absolutely.
And so by way of introduction, we have another video that we borrowed from your website as a kind of a summary of Builders of Hope. So let's take a look at that briefly.
What would it look like if cities across America created safe, quality, affordable neighborhoods where families of all incomes could thrive?
Hi, my name is James Armstrong, and I have the privilege of serving as the president and CEO of Builders of Hope Community Development Corporation.
Builders of Hope exists to transform Dallas and surrounding communities by investing in people and the places in which they live through our proprietary community development model, which includes constructing and preserving quality, affordable homes, community transformation initiatives, cultivating public policy, and creating pathways for economic mobility for low to moderate income families.
The communities and residents we serve face numerous obstacles, many of which are remnants of historical injustices such as segregation, redlining.
Since our inception in 1998, Builders of Hope has delivered transformational impact to families in Dallas County by securing and deploying over $30 million in subsidy and grants, creating over 1,500 construction jobs, developing 500 single-family homes, and creating over $25 million in wealth for low to moderate income families.
We build economic mobility for families.
We build hope for home ownership.
We build quality, affordable housing for all.
Our vision is to create economic mobility for all, because where you come from shouldn't determine how far you can go.
So, James, you're getting a lot of great FaceTime.
Yeah,
a lot of PR. Yeah.
Don't send me the invoice.
We won't do that. But this, you're clearly BOH has a legacy and has done some great work. But the project between BOH and Farmers Branch is really the first time that your development corporation has moved outside the city of Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was that important for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So for 25 years, BOH has been transforming neighborhoods within Dallas proper.
Mm-hmm.
We get calls on the daily basis of the need that we see in other cities outside mm-hmm. of the city of Dallas,
sure.
like Farmers Branch. And it's important for us because workforce housing, again, as I said, it's a guiding principle that we believe that if you're going to have a healthy, vibrant city, you have to start at the neighborhood level. And that's what we've done. We call ourselves the neighborhood builders because mm-hmm. we start at the neighborhood level.
Well, and I wanted to bring in Allison. Allison, you've been with the City of Farmers Branch for some time. So you know we've done partnerships and projects where the city has helped inject new life into neighborhoods, neighborhood renaissance programs. But this is different. Why do you see this as something that is really unique and important?
We've been running Neighborhood Renaissance, I think, since the 1990s, mm-hmm. Buying dilapidated homes and selling lots. And this is different because the neighborhood of Valwood Park is different. And when we started buying homes and lots in that area, we wanted to make sure that what we put back would match the needs mm-hmm. of that particular area and not disturb the original fabric of the community. And so it took some time, but I finally met Builders of Hope and started talking to them about what they did. And it really was a nice marriage between what we needed and what they provided.
Mm-hmm.
With one caveat, I asked if I could have full control of all the designs.
Yeah. And how did that go?
Not well.
The gray hair. It aged me a couple of years.
Was that a big ask?
It was. It probably delayed us probably a year. But I feel real proud about it. And then the porches at Valwood Park is the name of the
yes.
project, because each home is a front porch and curb appeal is important to me. And, you know, you want to be proud of where you live. Design does not need to be expensive. It needs mm-hmm. to be thoughtful.
Well, and that's part of building a community.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's in line with a community development model of that mm-hmm. you build porches by building a community.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask Chris also. So from your perspective, Chris, how do you go about finding the right partner, whether it's Farmers Branch or another community, and then within that, finding the right lots and locations for a project?
Right. So as far as finding those partnerships,
mm-hmm.
One thing is that, you know, it's based on our model, is that, you know, we're looking for cities and municipalities that are looking to, you know, resolve the issue with workforce housing
right.
as one. Secondly, you know, as a community organization, we're looking to improve some of those vacant lots against blight, public safety issues. In doing so, has been a CHODO, which is a community housing development organization.
Community housing
development
organization. Okay.
So we're able to access lots through the Urban Land Bank program through the City of Dallas, mm-hmm. as well as partner with Dallas County and other cities to access some of those lots to build the workforce housing. But also there's a lot of private developers just looking to do good work with the land that they own as well. So we're able to utilize, you know, our access to certain pre-development funding for those opportunities as well.
So it might be a developer, it might be a city that's looking for a partnership. There's a lot of ingredients, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
To find just the right location.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
But it's a universal need. I mean, there's cities pretty much all over the country that have this need and they're trying to address it.
Yeah, it's a common phenomenon that we know in not only just big urban cities, but also cities like Palestine and smaller cities.
And who are the people? You've been, Builders of Hope has been doing this work for 20 plus years. So who are the clients ultimately who move into these homes?
So it's a natural fit for us to prioritize individuals who are from the area, right? Someone goes to school, gets a job, and wants to come back to that neighborhood where they grew up. We want to get those people in homes.
Why is that a priority?
Because we believe that they would be engaged. We believe that that is an ingredient to really building a strong neighborhood. They'll be engaged. They love the area. They're familiar with it. And also we want to provide attainable housing for the workforce. So individuals who live in the city, like our servicemen and women, the teachers, maybe someone that works at the local nonprofit, people who are already stakeholders in the city, we want to give them an opportunity and create access for attainable housing for those individuals.
So they're not driving an hour to get to work.
Going driving from Frisco, going to Forney or going as to Fort Worth, just, you know, to work and then coming back. We want to fix that. And I think cities would be better if they put a focus on how do we provide attainable housing for our workforce.
With porches.
With porches and tiny towels.
But not all. Not all Builders of Hope projects have porches. But ours did. So what would you suggest other city leaders consider, James, if they are interested and it's not just a buzzword, workforce housing, but they really want to dive into figuring out how this could work in their community? What do they need to do? What are the takeaways?
Yeah. So Chris alluded to it. We have a model, right? And we think that this model that has been successful for 25 years, transforming neighborhoods in Dallas's urban core, it works. And that first point of that model is you have to be able to use data to be informed by your decisions and use the community to drive your decisions.
So data informed, but community driven.
Yeah, in some cities we do it the opposite, right? We use data to drive it, and community input is just something on the back end. But that's not how it's supposed to work. If you want to build inclusive, healthy, thriving neighborhoods, you informed by the data. We spent more meetings talking about comps and sales prices and the affordability of the workforce reformers branch before we even got to the porches and penny towel, right? That's important. And then community has to drive it. We want communities to drive it because we all also want them to be advocates for it.
So that's point number one. And the second point that you had mentioned to me before, well, had to do with the financing.
Absolutely. Right? So just being creative about how you finance the projects, partnering with local bank institutions that offer rate buy downs and down payment assistance, and cobbling together the capital stack per home for that buyer, so that that increases their affordability and really gets them into a home that really they wouldn't be able to because of market variations.
A standard mortgage is not for everybody.
Absolutely. Thinking outside the box.
And then the third point is has to do with land.
And Chris can kind of speak to that.
So what is it? What is it? You have to kind of think non-conventionally about the land too, right?
Yeah, correct. So from my experience being on the Planning and Zoning Commission for a number of years with the City of Dallas, I learned there's, I mean, we're in the state of Texas and the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is huge. There's a lot of available land from agricultural land, from industrial research. We can revitalize those available lots to do walkable mixed use, some type of hybrid model, more small density or increase the density to allow, you know, more affordability for workforce housing. So we just kind of have to think outside the box and be innovative.
So those are our three points. That's great. So the project should be data informed, but community driven. And I think that's a great distinction between the two. Think outside the box for financing. So a traditional mortgage is not for everybody.
Absolutely.
doesn't have to be for everyone. And then reimagine land inventory. And Chris, you made a great point that there may be property or land in a community that possibly wasn't used for housing before, but could be.
Absolutely. And should be.
And curb appeal.
And curb appeal. And maybe should have a swing.
And maybe should have a porch swing. So these porches are very large. They're not your traditional small little porch. Yeah. And they have committed to porch swings.
Did that require a lot of arm twisting?
It did. They're still not happy.
Had you ever done a porch with a porch swing on it before?
Yeah, we've done porches before.
Okay.
You know, one thing about our model is that we just don't build homes for shelter.
Yeah.
But we build homes for economic mobility. So curb appeal is just part of our model. If you look at our homes, you would think that they're market rate homes, that they are homes that don't have any subsidy to it. And that's what we want to do, right? We've been doing that for 25 years. And so it's very important for us to make sure that when someone walks into their home, that it doesn't feel like affordable or attainable housing.
Mm-hmm. It's a home.
Absolutely. It's a home that they should be proud of. And on average, our home buyers walk in with about $60,000 of equity on day one.
Wow.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And there's already been a lot of demand. We've already had a lot of interest, even after a few weeks, in Farmers Branch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're sending them all to your website.
Send them all to blacdc.com.
Okay. Well, thanks all of you for joining us, for branching out. It is a huge topic, workforce housing, and clearly we have only scratched the surface. But the principles for other public leaders who want to invest in workforce housing, once again, first, the project should be data-informed and community-driven. Second, it's best to think outside the box on financing if necessary. And third, city leaders should really reimagine land inventory and think about what's possible. And there's a lot more information, James, on your website, and that's bohcdc.com.
Absolutely.
Right? bohcdc.com. So thanks for checking out, branching out. Again, this is a new podcast of ideas and solutions for city managers and leaders everywhere. From Farmers Branch, I'm Jeff Brady. Join us again next time and keep branching out.